He Really Should Have Written by Edward Willett. The man at the door with a gun is our son. We think he's after our money. We think of him as a man and our son, though he hasn't been a man for 20 years, or written, called, or emailed even once since the night the vampires got to him behind the Milky Way. If he'd bought garlic ice cream, then he might have fought them off. But he'd bought heavenly hash, and despite the name, it proved of little use against the Bat Boys. I say he hasn't called or written once, but I guess he did, right after he was bitten. The note said, "Mom and Dad, I'm not your child any more. I'm now a child of the night," and that was all he wrote. Now please don't think we're prejudiced against vampires. Several take the classes that I teach every weeknight from September through to June in the tower of the old conservatory. But since the undead sucked our son into their lifestyle, he's had no time for us, and that hurts, though not as much, I'd guess, as the fangs piercing his carotid artery hurt him. But vampires are not all created equal. My students mostly spend their nights just singing karaoke. They like ABBA and Loretta Lynn the best, downing pints of AB negative or, for a rare treat, O. All they really want to do is sing all night, then sleep the day away, inside a nice wood coffin if they're lucky, or a cardboard shipping box if they are not. Karaoke never paid the rent, or did it, my night students ask. I have to gently tell them that it didn't, and they're going to have to find a job somehow. Not easy with the prejudice vampires face. People think they're killer demons, roaring through the streets like lions, seeking whom they may devour, and they're mostly not. Still, it's not prejudice to say some underemployed vampires turn to crime, which is why our son is just outside and has a gun and wants our money. But he won't get it. Even though the classes that I teach can pay the rent, quite unlike karaoke, there just isn't much left over, and my wife hasn't held a steady job since she became a werewolf. You think it's tough to get a job if you're a vampire? Try it when 3 nights a month you wake up naked in some stranger's backyard, drenched in blood and with their dachshund's collar stuck between your teeth. It pains us to do it, but we've put a bucket of holy water above the door, and my wife has a crossbow. She's a real good shot now she's a werewolf, and I have a crucifix and also a machete, just in case. It's not the world I grew up in, but we all do what we have to. And anyway, he really should have written.